A plan to kill prairie dogs on federal land in South Dakota is at the center of a court battle between federal agencies and environmental groups. In August, after the Department of Interior announced that the black-tailed prairie dog was no longer being considered for the endangered species list, the state of South Dakota immediately began poisoning them on private lands. Environmental groups say that extending that prairie dog control program to federal land threatens the welfare and long-term survival of another animal that is on the endangered species list. NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
The black-footed ferret is one of the most endangered mammals in North America. There are only about 500 of them left, and more than half live in the southwest corner of South Dakota, on the Buffalo Gap National Grassland, in an area called the Kanata Basin. A federal program to reintroduce the ferret there has prospered, and according to Jonathan Proctor of the Predator Conservation Alliance, there's one reason.
The Buffalo Gap has the only large black-tailed prairie dog colony on public lands in the entire Great Plains. That's why the area has been so successful for black-footed ferret recovery.
Ferrets live on prairie dogs. Adult females can eat two a day. A plan set up by the federal government reserved 100,000 acres in Kanata Basin for the black-footed ferret. For ranchers who live in the area, ferrets are fine. It's prairie dogs that are the problem. And in the Kanata Basin, there are lots of prairie dogs, more than 250,000, and their numbers are increasing. Charlie Cruz is a rancher whose land adjoins the federal preserve. He says because of their increasing numbers and the drought that's been afflicting the upper Midwest, prairie dogs have turned the national grasslands into something resembling a moonscape.
For miles, there's not a blade of grass, or the cactus is even gone. This is an ecological disaster, and here the Wildlife Federation and these kind of people are thinking it's great.
Cruz estimates the lost grazing land has already cost him more than $60,000 this year. State game control workers poisoned the prairie dogs on his land in early September, but Cruz says new prairie dogs from the federal grassland have already moved into the empty burrows. To stem the tide, federal agencies announced a plan to begin poisoning prairie dogs along the edges of the Kanata Basin Preserve. Environmental groups sued, charging that federal agencies were bowing to election year politics, working to help Republican candidates in a state where the prairie dog is a hot-button issue. One of the groups watching the lawsuit carefully is the American Zoo and Aquarium Association. 25 years ago, the ferret was considered extinct in the wild, until a captive breeding and reintroduction program overseen by the zoos reestablished a self-sustaining population in the Kanata Basin. The AZA's conservation director, Michael Hutchins, worries that now all that work could be for nothing.
I can see everybody's point of view, but literally millions of dollars have been spent in public and private monies to recover the black-footed ferret, and it would be a real shame to have this turned around just because a few ranchers are upset about it.
State officials say poisoning prairie dogs doesn't harm the ferrets, and in fact the state has already captured and moved ferrets found on private land. State Agriculture Commissioner Larry Gabriel says in the early 90s, when South Dakota agreed to the black-footed ferret reintroduction program, he never imagined the problems it might cause for ranchers in the area.
I guess now, looking back at it, we probably shouldn't have done that, because now we're being held hostage, if you will, by our own success, and that really frustrates me, and it even angers me.
A federal judge hearing the lawsuit has ordered the government and environmental groups to try to work out a compromise, one that would protect the black-footed ferret and at the same time make sure that ranchers are not overrun by prairie dogs. Greg Allen, NPR News.